One company, though, not doing so well this morning is Autodesk. Those shares tumbling. And there we saw some mixed numbers. The shares down by 14%. It looks like earnings per share beat estimates. And we saw revenue slightly ahead of estimates, but it looks like the outlook is what is to blame here. Billings and cash flow, free cash flow forecast from the company, it looks like coming in a little bit below what companies have been, what analysts, excuse me, have been estimating.
The positive thing here, Julie, that the stock is down less than Gap. So that's a big win for Autodesk.
I don't even know where to go from there. Okay. And then the last one that we're looking at, Faraday Future, which is, I don't know where you put this in the category of electric vehicle or future vehicle companies, right? This is one where the stuff isn't out there yet. And it looks like NASDAQ sent them a notice that they were late with their latest filing. So that seems to be what's behind this drop in these shares. They are down 8% right now. And increasingly, you are sort of seeing a tale of two markets when it comes to both autonomous, electric, future cars, I don't, for lack of a better term, this market. And Faraday seems to be in the category of those that are sort of not delivering, or at least not yet. Those shares have been down this year, and they're trading lower again in today's session, Saz.